Okay, in honor of the Elul, which stands for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, which Elul also includes a lot of weddings, including my sister's wedding, Be'ez Hashem, at the right time, this in a couple of weeks. I thought we'd do some wedding stuff. Whenever it comes to the Chassan, the Chassan always has the minhag to be able to get an Aliyah before the wedding. Now the Vush writes in Orachayim Resh Pei Beis, and the Magen Avraham also quotes it there, Hachai, Hachasan, Chayev, Lalos, the Torah, B'Shabbos, Kodem, Hachasna. The Vush writes, the Chasan is obligated to give it to get an Aliyah the Shabbos before the wedding. So I thought we'd talk about five reasons, maybe we could say Chazal, had this be a custom of the Jewish people, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, whoever you are, Chasidim, they have the minhag that the Chasan gets an Aliyah. The first reason is brought down, and all these reasons are really from the sefer called Pardes HaNisuin, specifically by Nisuin, a beautiful, beautiful sefer. He quotes the Medrash Talpios and by the Anaf of Chassan. The first reason why Chassan gets an Aliyah is because we know about the famous Pirkei de Rabbi and Tezayin, Perek Tezayin, Chassan Dom LaMelech. Chassan is compared to a king. And just like we know a king in Halacha always has to write two Sifrei Torah, one Sefer Torah he keeps with him in his home in the Aron, and once the Torah goes with him, says that the Medrash Talpios, Af HaChassan Nogim Nikrosu Pamayim LaTorah, just like the Melech, right? The Melech has to write to Sefer Torah, that one with him and one that goes out in the army with him. So too the Chassan has to read two times in the Torah. V'Shabbos Shekodem L'Chobah V'Shabbos She'achareha. The Shabbos before he already has the Din Melech, and the Shabbos after he also has the Din of Melech. A beautiful pshat in the Medrash Talpios. The second reason is actually from the Sefer Matamim, who quotes the Sefer Ateres Yaakov Yisrael, who says, you want to know why a Chassan gets an Aliyah? Because we know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, Samasamach Gimel Man Aleph, an amazing thing. The Gemara says there, Hashori below Isha, someone who lives without a wife, Shori below Torah, below Bracha. It's like someone who does not have Torah and doesn't have Bracha. And a lot of Sfarim go into this, what does it mean you don't have Torah? So it means on a different level of Torah. Says the Sefer Ateres Yaakov Yisrael, after a person gets married, la'acha shenose isha, who roa brocha but Torah shalomim, he sees a tremendous development on a different level of the level of Torah that he learns. That the level of Torah that he learned before he got married, and the level of the Torah after he got married, it's a totally different Torah. He's able to understand things that he wasn't able to understand. He's able to remember things that he wasn't able to remember. The level of Torah happens to be on a greater level once a person gets married. A beautiful insight by the Sefer Ateres Yaakov Yisrael. The third idea, and the last three are from the Chassidish Sfarim. The third idea comes from the Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, otherwise known as the Sfas Emes' grandfather. The Chiddush Harim says a beautiful idea. The Chiddush Harim says, why does a Chassan get an Aliyah the Shabbos before he gets married? Because we know the Zohar says, all bracha that comes from the week actually comes from the Shabbos before. Kol bracha de la'ela besata b'yom ha'shviyah talia. Any bracha that comes from a week always comes from the Shabbos before. That means if you have a wedding that week, if you have a simcha that week, it already comes from the Shabbos before. It already comes from the Shabbos already, so that your simcha could be on Erev Shabbos or a Thursday, but it already comes from the Shabbos before. Therefore, that's why the Chazan is all the Torah of the Shabbos before. Why? So he could connect himself to the Kiddush of Shabbos and the Torah. And then through then, he's able to be able to have a tremendous, the Chazan is on a different level. Because he took that Aliyah, that he connected to Shabbos, connected to the Torah from the Shabbos before, and be able to go into his marriage in a very spiritual and a very high way. Beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim. The fourth idea comes from the Imre Pinchas of Pinchas Karitzer. And he says a very technical, but a very, very interesting thing. He says, you know, when a chassan has to get a certain aliyah, and we know how Api Halacha, sometimes a chassan gets maftir. But specifically, he says, the Pinchas Karitzer, we should even try not to give the chassan maftir. Why? Because we know that a katan ain't all of the Torah. Says of Pinchas Karitzer, a katan can't be all of the Torah. Specifically, we know the chassan now is getting married next week. We want to make sure that his kiddushin is going to be a real kiddushin, that he's on a level of a gadol. So which aliyah do we actually specifically give him? We give him in one of these seven aliyahs, and not maftir, says of Pinchas Karitzer. Kila maftir afilu katan ola. Because says of Pinchas Karitzer, we specifically give the chassans specifically not maftir, because maftir even a katan could do. But to hang out one of the seven aliyahs is to show that he has a level of godless, that his actions are concretizing, that his actions are have taken effect. It's funny that nowadays, and this is brought about most people, chassans get an aliyah, they get the aliyah of Mavter, and they do the Torah. But here, according to Pinchas Chorza, maybe a chassan should specifically not get it, so to show that he's on the level of galus. And finally, the fifth idea comes from the Lev Simcha from the Ger Rebbe. The Lev Simcha, I believe it was the son of the Imre Emes. The Lev Simcha says the following. Lev Simcha says, the Gemara says, Chazal tells Baba Metzia, Peheim and Aleph, why were we kicked out of the land? Why were we kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Al Shalom Baruch Hu brought Torah to Chila, because we didn't make Berachos HaTorah before we learned it. Says the Ger Rebbe, that's why a chassan has to start off and begin his whole marriage, his whole life with the bracha of Torah. He has to start off, right, when a chassan gets an aliyah, he's not just reading from the Torah, he's actually making the bracha, Baruch Hu Hashem Avorach, and then he's making the specific brachas of Torah. Says we want to make sure that he's starting off the marriage in a correct way, that he's starting off Mevarach B'Torah Tchila B'Shabbos Shalafanei HaChassana. So specifically before a chassan now gets married, we want to make sure that he goes into his marriage with the bracha of Torah, mevarach b'Torah, b'tchil b'shabbos shalfnei achasna. Because why did Klal Yisrael get kicked out of the Eretz Yisrael and not of the Beis Hamikdash? It's because shalom bracha Torah tchila. So says the Ger Rebbe, we want to specifically make sure the chassan makes the bracha berachas Torah to make sure that his oretz, his bias is filled with tremendous Torah and tremendous beautiful things. So just the chazan. Medrash Talpio says the first answer why a chazan gets an aliyah is because a melech chazan domel melech. Just like a melech walks around with two separate Torah, we don't make sure that the chazan gets an aliyah before and aliyah after the wedding. Second idea was from the Sefer Ateres Yaakov Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, someone who lives with a wife does not have Torah, lives his life without a wife, doesn't have simcha, doesn't have Torah, doesn't have bracha. But someone who is married to a wife, is able to have Torah and have bracha. And the level of Torah that he learns is on a different level than he learned before he got married. Finally, the third idea from the Ger Rebbe. Ger Rebbe said the Zohar says that all bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos before. So we know there's a tremendous, tremendous bracha coming from a wedding. So we know that the wedding's already, the kedusha of the wedding already comes from the Shabbos before. But we want to make sure that the chassan gets a tremendous liyah to have tremendous bracha for the entire week. The fourth idea of Pinchas Karetzer, specifically to get an aliyah, to show his godless, to show that his actions are concretizing, specifically to give him one of the first seven aliyahs and not maftir, because a maftir can a katan can even get, specifically give him one of the first seven aliyahs. And finally, the Ger Rebbe, the Lev Simcha, says that a chassan should get an aliyah. Why? Before getting married. Because, you know, Chazal say that the Klai Yisrael were kicked out from Eretz Yisrael because they didn't say the proper Berachos HaTorah. Specifically, we want to make sure that their aretz, their bias was filled with tremendous things, filled with tremendous brachos. We want to make sure the chassan has the chance to be able to make brachos haTorah on the Shabbos before. We should be zocheh Be'ez Hashem, anyone getting married, anyone who Be'ez Hashem in the future, all the brachos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be miskabel on their home and the Shabbat Bayis, Neman Be'Yisrael, filled with Hashras HaShechina and only Shefer and Bracha. Shkoich.